7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
Ladies, don't be the one in eight diagnosed with breast cancer. Thibodeau Regional Cancer Center reminds you to reduce your risk of breast cancer with a regular mammogram, starting at age 40. If you've delayed your healthcare due to COVID-19, don't let something routine like a mammogram become something serious like breast cancer. Questions? Contact Thibodeau Regional Cancer Center at 985-493-4008. Thibodeau Regional, the region's leader in breast cancer care.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in a combo.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Here we go. Hour number two of the Sports Hangover. Saints with the big win yesterday, 33-22 to enter 3-2 into the bye. The numbers 3-2 and also set of numbers 12-3. Jameis Winston, 4-1 ratio, TDs to interception, 12 TDs, 3 interceptions. If I'd have told you that going to the bye week, what you would have felt, honestly. I don't feel like a lot of people are kind of giving that as much credit as possible. 4 TDs yesterday, 5 in game one. I know game two stunk. Those are two of those three picks, and yesterday an interception. Well, whether or not you think it's his fault or not, Andres Pete stepped on his foot. Couldn't step into his throw. Got picked. It happens. I know the fumble, head coach Sean Payton was a little kind of like, on Jameis Winston's, performance in terms of how his games are. Listen to this.
Yeah, we'll look at the film. Got a win. I thought he made some big plays for us, but no grades today right now. We'll take a peek at all the snaps. There's some plays where, man, we got to work on it. The fumble in the pocket. There are a few of those plays that I'm sure he's mindful of, but we'll get a chance to clean up and correct.
And I get that. And again, Chase Young is an elite pass rusher. He's a playmaker. He beat Ryan Ramczyk, and that was an incredible play with his right hand to knock the ball out. If you want to say that Jameis needs to handle he had it with two hands by his chest, not high, not low, right in the center of his chest. Chase Young made a great play. Interesting. Shane, what you got for us, man? Thanks for holding on, sir.
Hey, Goose, how you doing today?
Doing well.
I'm happy with Jameis's group over the since game one. I like the way, the direction that they're going in. Andres Pete is on my list. I know how, how I felt about Eric Bledsoe, and that's, he's getting that to that list real, real fast.
Oh, no. And, the Bledsoe list?
He's almost on the Bledsoe list. He's almost there. But overall, I was happy with the way the game went. I kind of, in the beginning, it felt almost like the Carolina game, like we were just not going to be able to get out our own way, but then they stuck through it and played tough. And Kamara gets a lot of credit, but I still don't think he gets enough credit. That guy is a warrior. Mm-hmm. Like, after the game, bleeding out of his leg, and just like it's not that big of a deal. And I look at all the other running backs, McCaffrey, who's supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread. They're always injured. Saquon Barkley with the big thighs, always injured. And this guy just battles through over and over and over again. And I think after the bye, we're going to come back and I'm going 11-12 wins, too.
Look, man, I'll tell you this. They're finding a way to win. I kind of agree with what Brian out high and out west was saying here, is that is Sean Payton kind of holding it back a little bit and let him go? I liked that exchange on the sideline, because he's right. Sean's right. Jameis, run. I still keep thinking that Jameis is holding back to try to not make a mistake, and that's partly Sean, that's partly him. Chat about it. Go get some wings during the bye week and come back and be like, go make plays. Go out there and make some plays. It's a pick, it's a pick. It's a touchdown, it's a touchdown. Go make plays, because I get the sense and feeling, not only nationally, Shane, but locally too. It's like you wait, and the second it's an interception or turnover, there it is. Am I wrong? Like,
right.
The two turnovers yesterday, right, where Builder talked about, like, Jameis Winston can't be trusted with the football. Chase Young made a great play. The second interception, he got hit while he was throwing, and the guy that Pete was trying to block is literally on his left shoulder, couldn't follow through. If that's somebody else, are you blaming him? Or are you saying that was a great play by the defense? Both plays, the Washington defensive line made a play. I mean, that's how I look at it, honestly. I mean, again, I'm not making an excuse for him, because he absolutely should have got chewed out by the head coach for not running on that third down, in which he threw a horrible pass behind Adam Trautman. And you saw Sean just go off on him, and Jameis is trying to explain and goes, nope, you should have run. But that's what a head coach does. You can have those conversations. Those are good. But that's what I want to see out of the break. I want to see Winston unleashed. Go make plays. Stop being afraid about making an interception or turnover. Just go out there and make some plays, man. He only has three, and yet I kind of get the sense and feel people talking about him like he has 30.
Yeah, like he has 30 at the end. But, Goose, Andres Pete is horrible. My God, he's horrible.
Dude, Shane, I don't know why they re-signed him, much less to that contract. I honestly have no clue.
And I just want to say one thing about Ed Orgeron, and I feel bad for him, but he chose the profession that he has, and I hate to see anybody get fired from a job. And not that it'll hurt him financially, but it's just kind of, I didn't agree with the hire when they first hired him. I thought the job was too big for him, and Joe Burrow made him look better than what he really is. But I think if they lose to Florida and they lose badly, they have to end this, like, you got to end it now, because it's only going to snowball and get worse and worse and worse and worse. They have to end it, especially if Florida does a number on us like I think they might. You're going to have to just pull a plug and, you know, rip the Band-Aid off.
Well, Shane, to your point, and that's what I'm saying, Shane, is that when you're listening to it, you know, again, he's going to be asked over and over again about his feelings on the stretch and the players. Do you feel coach is in trouble? Do you think the season can turn out? All those different aspects of it. It's almost like one of the best things that can do is that if that then happens, because then the players are just talking about salvaging the season, playing for themselves. Hey, we got to come in it together. Things of that nature. Whereas right now, with the stretch they got, what if Ole Miss drops 50? What if Florida drops 30-40 and LSU doesn't score? There was a point in that game where I didn't think LSU was going to score. So what if that continues? How is that better than, well, I don't want to cause a distraction? The distraction's already been caused. The distraction is the product on the football field. So, you know, again, I'm never normally that, hey, do it now. But I'm just saying, if you've already come to that conclusion, like, I'm asking you, Shane. I'm asking Coach, you know, I mean, Mr. Woodward. Like, if your response is, when I say, what should we do with Coach O, is, well, let's see at the end of the year. Okay, well, then that's that. But if you've come to the conclusion that we're going to move in a different direction, like, then why are you waiting? Or then that response is, if you think it's not, what needs to happen for you to continue with that direction? What do you need to see? That, you know, and again, I'm going to say, what do you need to see you haven't seen? But is it beating Florida by 20? Is it beating Alabama? Is it beating Ole Miss? Is it winning those three games and then going and taking care of, you know, Arkansas? Is it finishing the season on a 6-game win streak that looks impressive? I mean, is that what's going to take? Because that's where I'm at right now if you're saying we're going to keep coaching him. That's my point.
I bet my wife that they're not going to win these last six games, and I don't give up on my wife real easy.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'd like to go to the Fox news desk and get Bob Stoops to shave that beard off and come on down to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
But you got to get rid of the beard. He has to get rid of the beard first.
Yeah. Anything else, bud?
No, we good. I'll call you back next Monday when Kuto is back in cutoff making gumbo.
All right, my man. Take care, buddy.
All right, you too.
There he goes, Shane. Richard, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. Sir, how are you?
Well, it's a happy Monday, so I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well, man. What you got?
So I was thinking about this yesterday as the game was winding down. I figured I'd have a little fun with it. So, like, for the game ball, I wanted to do one from each phase of the game. So, like, on offense, of course, Kamara. On defense, Lattimore just played outstanding. I like your little mention about having Terry on your fantasy team. And then the punter. I mean, I think the commentator said it after, like, his third punt downed inside the five. They're like, if they win this game, like, I was thinking that too. I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy! Like, and a credit to the special team, to the Gunners, because I mean they have to get down there and be in position to down it at the three and at the two if it doesn't bounce out of bounds. And then
yeah,
for the pat on the back, I was gonna go with Winston because of those two early turnovers. You know, those are things that can, like, rattle you or just drop your head, you know, coach yelling at you for not running for the first down. But yet, you just saw him. He kept battling, dialed up the deep play. He does mm-hmm. it. You know, he's high-fiving everybody. And then I knew you were going to say Pete. I was going to go with Theta next to the coach. I was going to say, no, more like Find Your Own Way Home was going to be whatever the kicker's name is. What is the kicker's name?
Cody Parquet or something like that. Who, it doesn't matter. He's not.
Right. Well, because I don't mean right before you all.
Dude, and even the ones he made look terrible. I'm like, I don't, it's like falling off to the side. Just, where's Will Lutz? My goodness gracious, Will Lutz, please get here. Here's the other thing, Richard. I was tweeting, I'm like, can no one in the state of Louisiana, like soccer players, I'm asking Coach G, on Wednesday, who plays soccer. He's a goalkeeper. Can you not kick a ball? And honestly, look, Garrett Hartley's still kicking. He's trying to find a job. Can he just do it for a week? I mean, it can't be worse. For old time's sake, dust off the jersey, man. He's probably still got one hanging in his closet. I mean, it's an extra point. Anyway, it's a win.
I told my wife, I was like, you know, last year, I could remember hearing people starting to complain about Lutz. Like, mm-hmm. he was just having a few struggles. Every kicker not named Justin Tucker goes through it. You don't see Green Bay ever giving up on Crosby. And now I'm like, I bet you they would. They would pull out the red carpet, the yellow brick road for Lutz. Like, please come back. We're sorry. We miss you. We love you.
I'm with you. Oh, boy.
But yeah, I wish you were having the party today. Mm-hmm. It wasn't 4-1. It's 3-2, which is what I remember before the season started. You said just be at 3-2 before the bye week or at the bye week, get our players back. And I agree. I'm like, you know what? People are disappointed because of how well we looked beating Green Bay and New England, the two games that most people thought we would lose. So that's where disappointment comes from. But ultimately, yeah, look how dinged up we are. Look at how we lost Harris and I forgot who else got hurt. Yeah,
Taysom Hill.
You know, people were – Taysom, thank you. Like, you're just dropping your head like, oh, man, just get to the end of the game, please. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to stop losing people. So we're there. We get to rest. It feels good. Ignore how bad the Giants loss was. And it feels good that you have this spot to where you can see what you got. Sean let Jameis cook a little yesterday, mm-hmm. and we saw it. You saw the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
The Hail Mary never happened. We don't have the Hail Mary, and we got it.
I hear you. I hear you, Richard. Thank you for the phone call, man. When I get to Rafael Esparza, and I'm going to play this here as well. To your point, you can listen to it, then you can hang up. But this is Sean Payton handling Jameis Winston's rough start. To your point, he did stay with
them. We didn't have any kumbaya moment. We're going. The clock's going. There's no sit down. It's like, let's go. That's all. I mean, there's no time for all of that.
And as we go to break, it is just falling apart. Again, I understand, but people have called today and said, let it ride. Coach O just wrapped up his lunch with Coach press conference. It's Monday, 12:30. Jacques Doucet, we have him on the show. He was the one that, obviously, you remember, posted the video of Coach O calling a UCLA fan a nice sissy blue shirt or whatever it was. I don't know what this is about, but this was just sent to me, and apparently this just happened.
No, you know, you talked about your job status a little bit and whatnot, but
hey, Jacques, Jacques, excuse me. Are you trying to get another quote from me?
Huh? No, sir.
You sure?
I'm just trying to do my job, Coach.
Good, good. Well, I'm going to do mine. I'm handling great. I said that before.
All right, no. So, again, that's why I said earlier in the show, that's why this is already uncomfortable. This is not going to get better. Those questions, as Jacques said, they're going to continue with every loss. And I'm just telling you, who right now listening is looking at this team and that reaction and that sense and feels either confident or that it's not going to continue. Sports Hangover continues next. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas on ESPN New Orleans.
Calvin Braxton Ford is your brand new car dealer in Lockport, Louisiana. They cannot wait for you to stop in and take a look at their big town inventory and small town prices. Schedule your test drive today and let one of their trained sales staff help you every step of the way. Their skilled management team ensures that you'll have a phenomenal experience, whether it be sales, service, parts, or financing. Ford, the number one brand in America. Stop by today at Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code UP for a 25 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code UP. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code UP. That's UP. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's healthcare. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Wilder somehow staying on his feet, taking supernatural strength.
Fury throwing it up again.
Russell Moura waves it off. He's not counting. The Gypsy King is the heavyweight champion of the world.
Did you watch the fight afterwards?
It was a great fight tonight. It was worthy of any trilogy in the history of the sport.
you know, I'm not going to make any excuses. Wilder's a top fighter. He gave me a real run for my money tonight. And I always said, I'm the best in the world and he's the second best. You know, he's got no love for me, Deontay Wilder. Because you know why? Because I beat him three times. And it's like, I'm a sportsman. I went over to him to show some love and respect. And he didn't want to give it back. So that's his problem.
At VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow Mr. Rafael Esparza over on social media. YouTube, Mondays and Fridays, 2 o'clock, just off the top of this hour. His own TV show as well. Rafael, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
I was texting you throughout the fight, man. Knockdowns here, knockdowns there, then eventually a knockout. I felt like most of the fight, people were tweeting about Dante Wilder's, you know, just heart and all of that, but man, when the story is the beating you're taking and how are you still standing up, that just goes to show you how utterly dominant Tyson Fury was.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great fight. I mean, we were texting back and forth. I can't believe I wasn't there. I'll be in Vegas for the Canelo fight. Hopefully that'd be a good fight than what we watched on TV. But yeah, it was one of the best, I would say probably top five, easily top 10 heavyweight fights I've ever seen. Just because of the drama, it came in, it was a trilogy, it lived up to the hype, it didn't go a quick fight. I thought it was going to be over in the fourth round, and here every round I was texting friends, including yourself, I'm like, there's no way it's going to go another round, there's no way it's going to go another round, and the next thing you know, we're in the 11th round, so I just don't know how those guys stood up. It was just amazing how much they were just able to stand and try to lay the biggest bomb they could.
I guess when you look at it, I was texting you earlier, is it, could they be a four or no, this is over with more than anything else? Because what, Wilder's what, 36, right?
Yeah, I don't see it. I just put odds up who will Deontay Wilder fight next. I think he'll fight either the winner or the loser of the Usyk-Anthony Joshua if they have their rematch. I think Tyson Fury will probably fight Dillian White for him next and then maybe fight the winner of Usyk or Joshua. Deontay Wilder would not be shocked again if he fights the loser. Keep an eye out for maybe Andy Ruiz or Otto Wallin for Deontay Wilder's next fight, but I just don't see a fourth, unless for some reason Deontay Wilder gets a belt and let's see, Tyson Fury wants all the belts before he sails off to the sunset.
I think one of the things, Rafael, that you see is fights like this, man, while there's that still love and that lust, I guess, for boxing and that star-studded, you know, thing right now. Where do you think boxing is compared to UFC? Because for a while, right, UFC has sort of overtaken boxing, and boxing kind of felt like it made a little comeback here. How even are they right now? Do you think you can have both coexist and just you have separate, I guess, you know, clubs of fans that enjoy either or?
I think UFC still probably has a leg up on boxing. Not that much. I mean, because some of their limelights have been walking into the sunset. Conor McGregor, John Jones can't stay out of jail or in a limelight legally. So Khabib retires. So, I mean, I know there's a lot of young talents out there, but what we see with boxing in general, if you have a big main event just like this, it's going to overshadow UFC. I know UFC moved their times for like a 4 o'clock main event because they wanted nothing to do with trilogy between Fury and Deontay Wilder. So I still give UFC a small leg up, but anytime you have a big fight like this, boxing's always going to get the limelight because now we want to see who's Tyson Fury going to fight next. We have Canelo and Khalid Plant fighting next month. Those two hate each other. So there's some good fights on the horizon.
Let's quickly touch on some of the things over the weekend that really stood out in college football. We'll start with number one, obviously, and that is A&M beating Bama, going down. Heather Dinich, though, earlier today kind of touched on really their chances. This is what she said as to Alabama's hopes of making the playoffs.
Well, look, the reality of the situation is Alabama is now in must-win mode. And I want everybody to think about this scenario because it could happen. So Alabama wins the West, goes to the SEC championship, and loses to Georgia, which ESPN's Football Power Index now projects. So you have Georgia winning, handing Alabama their second loss. Guys, think about the top four and how hard this would be for the selection committee. Because you've got Georgia, the SEC champ. You've got the Big Ten champ. I'm going Buckeyes there, right? And then what do they do? I'm not putting in the ACC champ. I don't think they do either. Do they go Oregon, Cincinnati, Oklahoma. Let's go Oklahoma. Then who gets that fourth spot? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. So that's what that Alabama loss does, is it puts them in must-win situation.
Chaos? Is that what we're getting at, Rafael? Will we see chaos?
I don't know about chaos. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if they do face each other. Georgia and Alabama will be Alabama's offense versus Georgia's defense. I think if Alabama has two losses, then I'm sorry, too bad, too sad. You're not getting in. I would rather put Coastal Carolina in and put a two-loss Alabama team in there. So I'm sorry, if you go in for two losses, I don't think you should be in there. Even though you're the almighty Alabama, I would put Penn State over. Let's say Penn State has one loss. I would put them over Alabama because their one loss could be because they lost their quarterback on the road that could have easily won that game. So I'm sorry, if Bama has two losses, get behind the line. The Chancellors would be ahead of you in my book.
When it comes to some of the other teams too, man, that just games that were bright. She didn't even mention Iowa. Is no one going to believe Iowa?
I don't think no one will, because I think everyone's going to think, hey, they should have lost at home to Penn State if their quarterback didn't get hurt. So I understand why the disrespect right now for Iowa, but I couldn't put Oklahoma number two because they could easily have two losses, and they're not going to put Cincinnati number two because they face. I mean, Cincinnati needs a Notre Dame to win a lot of big games for them to get booster up. But I understand why Iowa is number two.
Anything else stood out to you in this weekend of college football, which just seemed to have so many amazing moments?
I just think, where's the defense, especially in some key games in the SEC? I mean, Ole Miss game, fireworks. Alabama, Texas A&M, fireworks. Texas, Oklahoma, fireworks. Where's the defense at in college football? I like watching offense, don't get me wrong, but some of these schools that were projected to be great defenses and have been laying some big, big eggs, so I'm actually shocked on the poor defense play. And then where do you guys go in your backyard? I'm actually going to get ready to put up who's going to be the LSU head coach next year. So that is a bad loss, again, on the road to Kentucky.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Does Coach O make it through the season?
I think he makes it through the season, but we're going to hear a lot of Joe Brady, Jimbo Fisher, James Franklin, that'd be great to have. Lou Finkel from Cincinnati, the offensive coordinator from Alabama, what's his name, Bill O'Brien. We're going to hear a lot of names out there. You know who's going to get a lot of college names, I think, is Kellen Moore, Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator. So I would not be shocked if a lot of big schools give him a big check, because I think it's going to be a couple years before he tries to get a head coaching job in the NFL. So why won't you go get a big college job to boost your resume? But Kellen Moore could be a surprise talk for a lot of head coaching jobs.
The world in the NFL yesterday got some exciting games, no doubt. Saints get that win 33-22. Did you have them 3-2 into the bye?
It didn't shock me to have 3-2. That doesn't shock me at all. They needed that win to go into the bye, and then because, I mean, they lost more players going into the bye. So that was a nice win, a win that should have been won because you're playing a backup quarterback that showed the reason why he was a backup quarterback in the XFL. Some of his choices he threw the ball yesterday. So it was a win. I thought that would have been a horrible, horrible loss to go to Washington and lose to a guy that was a backup quarterback for an XFL team.
Who was the most impressive win yesterday? Was it the Bucks over the Finns 45-17? Tom posted a video this morning back at it at work. They play Thursday night. He's just all smiles. Was it the Patriots coming back and winning? Was it the Chargers 47-42? The Cowboys? Who stood out to you? Was it Buffalo, man? 38-20. They look substantially better than KC right now.
Yeah, I think it has to be Buffalo because everyone asks me who's the top. They always ask me who's the top team in the NFC, and me and you always have this discussion. But we never really mentioned the AFC, and it's got that win yesterday pretty much put Buffalo ahead in the AFC. They just dominated on the road, had no questions in the second. I thought that enough. They could have easily been 45-20. The Bills missed that touchdown in the fourth. So yeah, I just thought that was the biggest statement game. And again, the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, 44 points. I know the Giants were all banged up and all that, but their defense again played well. Diggs, It was just phenomenal for them. I can't believe I had to say this, but I would want to play them right now, because normally you go to play Dallas, you're like, okay, we're going to score points,
right,
and their defense stinks. But now you're going to score points, and they're going to score points, but they could get a stop in the fourth quarter, and you lose your game.
Right, easy enough. Poor Lions, 0-5, Coach Dan Campbell in tears yesterday, describing how hard it is for his guys here. Does Detroit go winless? I don't. I think a win is coming, huh?
Yeah, I think if I had to choose who's going to win first, Lions or Jaguars, the Lions would be probably a $2 to $3 favorite. They're not the worst team in the league. That team in Jacksonville is, I think, still the worst team in the league.
Pretty bad. Rafael Esparza, go get ready for your TV show, sir. Thank you so much.
Take it easy. Have a fantastic rest of the week.
There he goes, Rafael Esparza. Quick break. When we come back, feel free, chime in, LSU fans. Our question of the day: how do you feel about this situation here? Again, Coach O getting a little testy with Jacques Doucet from WAFB earlier today. I think today he's trying to get a quote from him. Again, it's one of my reasons why I think you just, if you've decided you're moving on or you think you're going to, why not just do it now? Because it's going to be more of a distraction than it probably needs to be. That's just my opinion. Love to hear from you. And Saints fans, what do you think? Your team's 3-2 going into the bye. Could, probably, should be 4-1. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Give 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, no more, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience, give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
The devastation caused by Hurricane Ida was unprecedented. You can prevent additional damage by making a free call to 811 a few days before you dig or disturb the ground in any way. Calling 811 helps protect you from unintentional consequences caused by digging into underground utility lines. After calling 811, wait the required time, confirm all marks, and then dig with care. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law. This message is provided by Common Ground Alliance.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them. So, but we'll be better for it. You know, and there again, credit Minnesota, but we made the one mistake that cost us, you know, and so ultimately, you know, it, we didn't do enough to win, but I was proud of them and I love the fight they have in them and I love the grit.
Second time this season, Detroit has lost 19-17 as the Lions see a game winning field goal go through the uprights. A 54-yarder to give them that loss. That is head coach Dan Campbell. They're 0-5. And coming up on their schedule, Bengals next week at the Rams, Eagles, Steelers, Browns, Bears, Vikings again. Next couple of games. See when they're going to pick up their first win of the year. Saints picking up their win yesterday, 38-22 over Washington. Saints defense getting two sacks. That's nice. have to be liking that for sure. Overall, though, look, you found a way to win. You're watching that game and you're thinking, you know what? First half, second half, two different sort of sides, but they figured it out. That Hail Mary, was that how big was that play? Unbelievable how big that was. Here's head coach Sean Payton on the win.
Look, it was a hard fought win. We had a couple things happen early on. Not even talking about plays, but players get hurt. That changed a little bit with the flow of the game, and I thought our other guys responded well. So,
one of the things that Sean Payton touched on after the game as well is Jameis Winston and the games that he's had so far.
Yeah, we'll look at the film. You know, got a win. I thought he made some big plays for us, but no grades today right now. You know, we'll take a peek at all the snaps. There's some plays where, man, we got to work on it. You know, the fumble in the pocket. You know, there are a few of those plays that I'm sure he's mindful of, but we'll get a chance to clean up and correct.
I said this earlier. Chase Young made a great play. Took Ryan Ramczyk outside, right hand, whoop, just swooped it in with the right. Winston had the ball to his chest, and it was chest level. It was low. It's not like he was one hand on it, delivering. I thought Chase Young made a good play. You saw the interception, and again, maybe Sean hadn't seen the video just yet. Andres Pete steps on his foot. If you're going to tell me, well, Taysom Hill threw a pick because he stubbed his toe on the turf, well, then you got to give me the same stinks. It was just bad luck for Jameis Winston. 4-1, folks. 4 touchdowns for every pick. He has 12 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. I get a sense in field, though. It's almost like he hasn't really played. If I'd have told you, beginning of the season, before they played the Packers, he'd have 12 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, how would you feel? That's all. How would you feel? I think you would like that, wouldn't you? Sean Payton on being able to go into the bye week 3-2 and not 2-3.
They're all important. Yeah. You know, I think we talked about just, you know, seeing our identity as we're moving forward in this season. You know, we have a bye now. It is what it is, and hopefully we can get some guys back. Seems like we played a lot of games on the road because we have, you know, and so it'll be nice to get back and get into our schedule. Guys will have some time away.
And I do think it's something that's going to be pretty amazing to see all of these players coming back. Michael Thomas, Teron Armstead, David Onyemata, Marcus Davenport, Eric McCoy, Traquan Smith, Will Lutz, Quan Alexander. Pete Werner had a nice game. I hear you. I'd like to get that depth back with him backing up Quan Alexander. Nick Van Etz, Tony Jones Jr. It's almost an entire new roster when you think about it. And look, you could just see the way Sean Payton handled all of this from the get-go. Just get to the bye, just get a win, just find a way. Just find a way is what they needed to do. And yesterday, were you surprised? Did you pay attention at the number of runs and number of passes? 30 pass attempts for Jameis, 23 rushing attempts, including 6 times Jameis Winston, you know, did so. But Alvin Kamara, 16 for 71. Kenny Stills, an end around, 1 for a yard. And then Winston was 6 for 26. That was the rushing totals. After the game, Sean Payton describes why that was the case, that you saw that.
I don't know if you were watching much, but they were playing a lot of 5 defensive linemen fronts, which is unusual. And so there's a handful of runs, but it becomes problematic. A lot of single safety, kind of 5-man rush. And, you know, similar to what we saw from the Bears in Chicago last year, we knew we were going to have to get to, you know, some ball out throws, but also some high percentage throws. And so we carried, you know, a number of, call it 5 rush beaters. But we knew it was going to be a way for them to try to minimize our rushing.
So you go. Again, coaching the game that's in front of you and also being prepared. That's what I heard there, didn't you? That's what I heard there. Sean Payton several times yesterday let in on the fact after the game that several things that this team prepares for that makes it easier. It's why the guy's a good coach. I said this. If this guy makes it to the playoffs this year with what he's had, and I know you can sit there and go, but those names you just read, those are all good players. I hear you. But again, you're still asking people to do things that you haven't before. I think it's his greatest coaching job, to be honest with you. In just that game alone yesterday, you heard him kind of mentioning there's certain things you have to prepare for. One of them being the Hail Mary. Yeah, the Hail Mary. We'll hear back and forth with some players coming up here as to how they prepared for that. But one of the things was Callaway's second touchdown play. If you remember a couple weeks back, I told you about Brian Baldinger's video of Jameis Winston's Jags preseason game in which he won the starter's role. And Baldinger was going over the video of Jameis Winston's two touchdowns. And in that, he showed a completion in between the touchdowns, and he described Sean Payton's offense has built in outlets and ways for you to succeed on every single play if you know how to read the game. He says you can take shots, you can get a sure thing over the middle for a little big. If not, there will always be an outlet. Every single play, Sean Payton has a built-in way for you to succeed on every play. Now, does sometimes it works? Does sometimes the defense gets it? But for the most part, it happens. Listen to him describe Marquez Callaway's second touchdown. Near side, some confusion with the Washington defenders, or was it confusion? It's all purpose. Listen.
It's a man-to-man beater, bump and run. It was on our third down list. What down was that?
Third.
Yeah, so it's a man-to-man third down beater. You hope for man. If it's not, if it's zone, it's going to go over to Alvin on his halfback choice. If you look where he's at with the tight end. So it's kind of a tell receiver set. When all three corners come over, you know you got man. And, yeah, it's a man beater.
I think one of the things that you also heard later on, it was interesting to hear Callaway talk about his second TD. Listen.
Just a pick route, basically. And when they press number two, Kenny. And my guy was pressed, but he was a little bit off. So I knew I had a little time to give Kenny the work. And Kenny did a great job. And tight end did a great job, too, and just ran. And it was pitch and catch, practice throw. So I'm glad we finally ran it.
So there's like two levels of catch for your guy, low or not.
Mm-hmm. So if he's playing off, then they try to make him go underneath. Or it basically, we throw it so where the defense, where the defender play, he can't win. If you go over top, it's going to be back shoulder. If you go underneath, it's going to be over the top. So all it takes is that little pick route and make it a cluster for him to go up under.
There it is again. And you've seen that several times from this football team. And again, but it's cool to kind of hear it from that perspective. And you hear Jameis kind of touch on making those decisions on those big plays and everything else here as well, heading into the play, knowing that it was going to work. I'll give you another example. We'll take a break and continue on how it really comes out to light in the Hail Mary. And it was the touchdown play that Alvin Kamara had. And he was saying, look, it was funny because Jameis Winston was all excited about the plays and just going on it and how he bounced back in so many different aspects. And he just kind of has respect for him.
I don't want to say he didn't care, but it was like, you got to keep playing. It was early. You know what I'm saying? Those two turnovers don't define what, you know, the outcome of the game. You know, I think us being able to persevere and keep going after those two turnovers says a lot about, you know, our offense. And then, you know, I just said, like, I hate situations like that because we put our defense back in after they, you know, they do good things. But we were able to, you know, persevere through that and go ahead and do some good things.
And again, so that's Kamara saying, look, they didn't lose faith in the two turnovers. And again, possibly because you sort of saw it too. I thought Chase Young made a nice play. And Jameis can't follow through because he's getting hit. And Andres Pete has his foot on top of his plant foot. Hard to throw a bomb that way. Sports Hangover continues next. We'll have more from the Saints locker room when we return on ESPN New Orleans.
Imagine
Imagine it, a first-class resort in Slidell on the lakefront called Camellia Bay Resort and Casino. We're talking up to 250 rooms and St. Tammany's first real convention center, big enough for special events, weddings, or even Mardi Gras balls. Relax at the luxury spa, swimming pools, or drift in the lazy river. And listen to this. An outdoor amphitheater will bring major concerts to Slidell and get used for community events too, like graduations and farmers markets. Eat it up at 7 different restaurants, from casual to fine dining, even a brand new Slidell marina. Pull up in your boat and get in on the fun. Camellia Bay Resort and Casino. Together, we make it happen by voting yes. Vote yes and the North Shore wins. Vote yes and we all win. Get more information at thenorthshorewinds.com. Paid for by the North Shore Winds.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24-7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at josephsepticatviscom.net.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Yes, we just throw it to a spot, and he wanted it, and he went and got it.
There it is, the Hail Mary. How big was that play? to change momentum and things right before halftime there. So after the game, and look, if you've ever gone to Saints practice and you talk to people that go, they do work on a lot of this. But it was interesting to hear after the game on the play and all the different aspects of the play from all the participants in the play. Here's Sean Payton on the Hail Mary.
I would say that's significant. You know, let me give you a story. So none of you were here, maybe a few of you. What's Jennifer Nettles in? What band? Come on.
The Pestry Band.
No kidding.
Right? Well, I recognize the name. I just
anyway, they hadn't made their way yet. We're playing in Atlanta. End of the half, Terrence Copper comes down with the play. Sugar Lamb. So back then, Sugar Lamb was getting just a regular season halftime song. You follow me? And that was in the old Atlanta Stadium. And so just a halftime song. It was just a Sunday game. It wasn't. And years later, she said, you want to talk about a tough crowd. Now, when you come out after someone completes a Hail Mary, you know, against your team, and then please welcome Sugar Lamb. So I thought about that. If there was any halftime entertainment, that's a tough spot to be in. But a good play, great throw. Part of a Hail Mary is giving ourselves a chance. We did it. Our landmarks were good. Marquez, you know, found it. Listen, those things come up. We practice them, and I think that was pretty significant. Obviously, when you have something like that happen to you, it's pretty. It changes the obviously momentum.
And again, that play, you heard him mention it, that it's something that they've practiced, and that's something that they were ready for. And when you listen to Marquez Callaway, all the different aspects of how he gets to that, here we go. It's pretty cool.
When I realized when I was down there, I got there before our guys got there, so that's when I just figured, you know. But running down there, and by the time I looked back, the ball was in the air, and then I, out of seeing everybody where they was at, I mean, it was just clear, and, you know, first one down there jump, and everybody else play off you.
You heard him say there, he got there before everybody else. He wasn't supposed to, quote unquote, be the intended target.
When we got to the sideline and talked about it, they got pressed just like I got pressed. So they had to maneuver around and go through, and I kind of had a, I just went inside and just ran. So when I got down there, I realized I got there first. So I just figured, you know, I'm the backside guy, so I'm supposed to get the tip balls. You feel me? So.
Yeah.
You normally would be, but you got there sooner than it was
than everybody else. So
there you go, a little bit of luck to that. But again, you go back to practice. Certain things you've heard, landmarks, tracking the ball. Here's Callaway.
Well, in practice, you know, we just run down there, and then we look as soon as we get there, and Sean was yelling at us talking about some. Then run up Hail Mary, you got to look while you're running to track it, because we're going to have better position, hopefully. And that's what happened, just tracking the ball and attacking it.
As for going up and getting it, he did say he's probably going to get yelled at by receivers coach Curtis Johnson this week.
Kind of seeing the ball already thrown and knowing we was already in the end zone, just try to cradle it, because I knew a lot of defenders and hands were going to be in there. So I kind of bodied it. I remember that, bodying it instead of catching it with my hand. So here's CJ mouth later today or tomorrow. So.
CJ's mouth. You'll hear it later. Something else Callaway said. Look, that this isn't something you just practice for this week or something like that. This is every week, both sides of the ball.
1 week offense jumps, next week defense jumps. So it's not like we're just getting all the Hail Mary. So if defense ever gets in a situation, then they're prepared for it too, because like Alvin said, we practice it every week. And 1 week, like I said, 1 week offense jumps, and next week defense jumps. So just take turns, because like you say, you never know when it's coming up. It could win the game, and like going to halftime, it could just be a big momentum boost.
So let's go to AK. You heard him say that, and Alvin Kamara had this to say on the play.
I mean, Sean said it. We practice it. Like, we literally practice that at the end of practice. So, I mean, from landmarks to where Jameis throwing it to, I mean, every single detail of that. So, I wasn't even really surprised when Marquez caught it. I was just like, all right, shit, I have time. But, you know, but I mean, it almost goes unnoticed how much we practice it and practice it and practice it and how many times it come up in a year. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a every game thing. So, I mean, when you're able to get that off, like, you know, it's like a walk-off home run. Like, it's deflating.
It is. And again, it absolutely changed the momentum. But again, to reiterate, it's just a practice play. It's something they consistently do.
Yeah, I think it's vert and it's want to. You know, you got to want to do that. You know, I think he wanted it more than the defensive guys. Like, it's Hail Mary. I feel like Hail Mary is so, like, routine. Like, people talk about it. Like, okay, Hail Mary, you know, go defend it. But, like, we practice that. You know what I'm saying? We practice that to come down with it. You know, I don't know what they do over there, if they practice to defend it. But, I think if you watch it, it looked like we wanted it.
He was used a lot yesterday, and you kind of knew that was happening. 16 carries. And then also, again, I kind of joked about it, but really wasn't funny. Last week I said Tony Jones Jr.'s injury should have absolutely zero bearing on whether or not Alvin Kamara catches a pass in the pass game. He caught 5 for 51 yards. He was targeted 8 times. Jameis Winston after the game on the obvious. Did you look for Alvin Kamara a lot more in this game?
Yeah, I did. That was one of my main priorities, just to try to get the ball in his hands. And you know, he showed up in a big way for us today with that touchdown to seal the game. So I was happy that we was able to get him in the end zone again, get him going. He's doing a great job for us. That's one thing that we're going to definitely get fixed during this bye is me and him connecting and having some big plays.
You know what's unbelievable, too? And something we really haven't touched on so far in the show. I mentioned it earlier. They scored 33 points, losing Deontay Harris, who scored a touchdown on a 72-yard catch and run, right, on a bomb. And you lost Taysom Hill, who's key in short yardage situations, is key in a lot of aspects of it. And you have to figure it out on the go. Winston on losing both.
It was big, man, but that's what this team is built off. We're a resilient team. Obviously losing Taysom, who's such a huge part of our offense, and Deontay, like, huge part of special teams and offense. And really both of them. Like, those are guys that we do everything with. But man, I just, you know, I really give credit to the guys that were behind them, that were able to step up. That's what we're thankful that we had Kenny Stills, who's a veteran guy, Gary Griffin and Adam Trautman. Oh, my God, Adam Trautman had an excellent second half. He stepped up in a major way, and that was big. Like, that's it. I mean, unfortunately, it's next man up type of football, but we're definitely hoping to get Taysom and Deontay back as soon as possible.
I mean, it's just unbelievable when you start thinking all the players that you don't have available. Adam Trautman, by the way, 2 receptions, 43 yards at long, a 32. It was nice. That was a big play in that moment. A lot of times, yes, numbers will let you know what kind of game you had. Moments, too, stepping up in certain moments just as big. And I thought that reception was massive, no doubt about it. And look, let's take a look at this, too. It got close there. Washington scored. And the Saints went for it on their side of the 50, close to that end zone there. And look, went for it on third and inches, a sneak, didn't get it. And Winston went for it on fourth down, got it. Sean on the fourth down decision.
Yeah, we got to get 4 or 5 inches, 6 inches. And, you know, I think we're able to do it. We were able to. So
I go with it as well. Defense was starting to get up some yards. We're starting to get some feels going in the right direction. Go ahead and make the play. Go out there and win it. And the Saints wound up doing that again and getting another touchdown and calling it a ball game there. And then, you know, again, the rest is history, 33-22. So the Black and Golds 3-2 heading into the bye week. We'll take a quick break. We come back, have not forgotten about it. Pelicans wrap up the preseason tonight at Utah. The voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini, will join us to discuss that and what happened in Chicago. 121-85 was the final. That is definitely one of those games and you're down 46. You go, it's just preseason. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shop.